Everybody, time's 5:20, so I will open the meeting at this time. Want to welcome all of our guests, staff, council members. Thank you so much for being here today. Hope everybody survived the ice this week. I have to keep telling myself it's Thursday, not Monday. It's Thursday, yes. So just remember, got my days all mixed up. Well, welcome everybody. We will kick things off with our invocation. Mr. Suri, if you wouldn't mind leading us.
I'd be happy to. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to do the business of this city. But first we want to thank the city staff, our public safety department, our community services department, all those who took care of us during these days of the winter storm with the ice. They kept us informed. They kept us safe. They helped a lot of travelers who maybe did not heed the warnings or encounter their own troubles. So we are thankful for all that they did and continue to do in service to this city and beyond. Lord, we also want to thank our faithful servants here at City Hall, as we will be honoring one who has really kept the ship steady over the course. And I know we're going to do the presentation, but Lord, we're so thankful for Donna Barkley and her years of service to this city and to the council, and just the wonderful job she has done in all this time. Lord, as we do look towards tackling this agenda, we ask that you give us wisdom, discernment, collegiality as we discuss things. And lastly, Lord, we think about other cities that are encountering much bigger trouble. We think about our friends in Minneapolis, who no matter what side you're on, we just hate to see the activities, the violence that has been present, and we ask for really your guidance in helping to calm that situation and to provide some peace to the citizens of that city. Lord, in all these things, we bring them to you, and we just ask these in your son's name as we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Suri. At this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. This time we'd like to invite citizens and guests who'd like to address the council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Those will have their own time for comments. We ask that you would please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. There's a timer up here on the screen behind us, so you can keep track of your time. The council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item number before beginning your comments so we can follow along. Thank you so much for your cooperation and understanding. The podium is now open for anybody who'd like to address council.
Guys, I'll address the council really quick. I just wanted to stop by. I see so many faces.
Can you get your name, please?
Yeah, Barrett Thomas. I see so many faces that I've known for a long time. If you don't know, I moved into Woodway in what my daughter calls the 1900s. So it was in 1991 that I moved into a house on Woodfall as an eighth grade. I was raised there, and Woodway has a big part in who I became. My kids have all gone to Midway. I became a police officer while I was here, going to the MCC, and then ultimately became a prosecutor. Prosecuted crimes against women and children in the latter part of my career, which is what led me to jump on the civil side and start doing family law. And then earlier this year, I felt like God just called me to do something completely different. And what happened was I found myself acting as a mercenary most of the time. I was hired, I was good at what I did, and I went in there and I won custody for parents. And a lot of times at the end of the case, they were poorer because they had spent so much, and the parents no longer could collaborate. The co-parenting ability was limited, and I felt like God was saying, don't be a mercenary, be a peacemaker. We started a mediation firm called Christian-Based Family Solutions, where we basically do session-based therapeutic mediations to help families avoid the courtroom and to resolve their issues on their own. But what I know is that every single thing I do would work in a courtroom. And so if you don't know, we have lost two of our family judges. Vicki Menard has retired and Gary Coley resigned, Gary being a Midway guy. And we now have Judge Meyer, who is aging out. And so if I can't pull this off, we will not have a single family law judge on the bench. That's important to me. And so I wanted to come by and just talk to people that have known me since I was a kid, some of y'all, and tell you why I'm running, and tell you I would greatly appreciate your support as we go to basically make one family that completely caters to children and families and tries to do that differently. So thank you all for your time. Thank you for what you do. If you don't know, David knows my wife. My wife is the deputy city attorney for Temple. And being a former police officer, I'm very well aware of local politics and how hard y'all's job can be and how much time and effort y'all put into it. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else, please? Okay, I don't see anybody else, so we will close the public comment time. Thank you so much. All right, item number four is recognition of a City of Woodway retiree, City Secretary Donna Barclay. All right, Mr. Manager, take it from here. Right. Stiff upper lip.
My pleasure to recognize our City Secretary, Donna Barclay, at her last scheduled City Council meeting before her retirement. Donna began her Woodway career as the assistant to the City Manager in January of 2002, before being promoted to City Secretary position at the end of 2014. Each of these positions is demanding on its own, requiring integrity, attention to detail, and the ability to remain calm under pressure. For 24 years, Donna has risen to that challenge. I know I'm not the only one speaking when I say that she will leave big shoes to fill.
Yes.
As much as we will miss her, we wish her a wonderful and well-earned retirement, and we present her with our traditional retirement clock in honor of her outstanding Woodway career.
For all these years and have done with excellence. So thank you so, so much. This clock doesn't do it justice, okay? For all of the work that she's done, but with sincere appreciation and gratitude for your loyal and dedicated service to the City of Woodway, congratulations and best wishes on your retirement. Donald Barclay, years of service, 2002 to 2026. One more time for Donald Barclay. You want to give a speech?
I would just like to say that I've enjoyed my years here with the city. It's been, you know, some ups and downs, but more ups. So that's a positive. I just always wanted to represent the city in a professional way with integrity and dedication to this job, and I feel like I have done so. And I hope that you all feel the same.
Yes,
so, yeah. Thank you, and now looking forward to the next
Thank you very much, Donna. Thank you, Mr. Manager. I appreciate that. You will be missed for sure.
Miss y'all as well.
Yeah. All right, our next item is our semi-annual presentation from the Woodway Family Center. So, Mr. Rogers, I guess if you wouldn't mind, come giving us an update on how things are going at the Family Center.
And before I begin, I just want to say congrats, Donna. And yes, you've done a wonderful job of representing Woodway over the years. It's been a pleasure working with you. And, all right, so you've seen this before. Mayor, Council, thank you for allowing me to present tonight. Yes, I'll be as brief as I can and allow some time for questions at the end. I want to highlight Rainey and Rainey, our new senior programming sponsor. We're very happy to have them aboard. They have been a sponsor of the youth programs over the years, sponsoring teams and different things of that nature. So they really stepped up to help in a big way with sponsoring. Along with that sponsorship, they are teaching classes, one they taught today, and they've really helped fill in a big gap in educating seniors for different parts of that life. And so we really appreciate everything they're doing. So senior programming attendance, I will not read this whole thing to you, and it's now on 2 pages so that it is big enough to be read. But again, to remind you that the numbers you see are not the number of people, but the number of visits, and that could represent somebody coming back multiple times, pickleball being a great example. We don't have 4,200 individual people coming. That many people have just come over the last 6 months. So, and that is a pretty good steady flow. We did have a little bit of a decrease in November, but it popped back up in December. Some of our better classes, chair yoga with Van Davis, strength and stretch with Van Davis, are also big hits. She really packs the house. We saw some really big numbers the first part of January, so I expect that class to continue. We're going to end up filling that whole gym up with folks in those classes. Some other miscellaneous stuff, field trips. We've taken several field trips each month. We're doing one. We've started getting to more potlucks, adding things like the murder mystery book club, WFC in Action, which is a way for the seniors to give back to the community, to feel a need to be able to go out and participate in everything from working at the food pantry, the animal shelter. We've got several different outlets that we go back and just volunteer our time so that they can join us and do that. But just another good program we've added. Down the bottom, you start to see some of our games, Domino Train. I think a year ago, I was a bit concerned about some of those numbers having zeros or four listed. We are now starting to gain some pretty good players. They're coming consistently. In fact, Mahjong, we're now doing twice a week, and we're going to be dedicating Mondays in the near future to Mahjong. Mahjong Monday, so come join us for that. Some pictures, top left is from the very Merry Woodway Christmas. This was our, we put together a Christmas caroling group led by our very own Jamie Kent. They sounded wonderful. We really, really did enjoy them doing that. Next to it is the Christmas potluck. Middle left is from our Woodway Family Center in Action, the WFC in Action. I think that is from Shepherd's Hearts Food Pantry. Right left is one of our Crafts with Rhonda's class. That is one of the projects they made. Those are real fun. Bottom left is our drum fit, which is a low aerobic exercise class. We try to offer all different varieties of classes. This is the low aerobic exercise class. It is also staff led. Bottom right is Lisa Art with Lisa. You see our very own Jane Kittner in there. She's a regular attendee, loving that class, and let me tell you, a great artist, and she's surrounded with a bunch more just like her, lots of folks in there with some really good talent. On the far right, just some of our senior sponsors, our partnerships, those folks, most of them have been with us for a while. There may be a couple that have dropped off as classes didn't perform. We did not regain them over the last 6 months. Moving to youth sponsors, youth programming, Raising Cane's, again, stepped up not to just do one single league, but to do all of our leagues. So they are going to be sponsoring all of our youth sports leagues again, and they're just a great, great partner. They've provided beverages for several city events. They provide us with cards to pass out to kids at Cops and Kids. They've done so many different great things for the city so far, and we just love that partnership. So youth programming attendance, again, I'm not reading that. 4,200 kids have come through in the last 6 months. This is almost a true number of participants. The true number is probably around 3,900 actual kids, number of kids. You'll see on the soccer league, September, October, November all had 169. There were only 169 participants, but I tracked their in each of the 3 months they were there playing soccer. So you take out two of those months, and so it's right at 4,000 people for the entire 6 months. So good numbers there. We do want to grow our youth program. Because we're offering so many clinics, we're not seeing the selling out that we used to. So we're going to be revamping some of those clinics, adding new ones that we haven't done before. One in particular that's new, Explore Lego, is a really, really good one that's new. It's been very popular when we've done it. It did sell out at 24, and we have it back next month in February. You'll see Bike Rodeo. That was not well attended, but we are going to be partnering this year with Waco Bike Club to expand that and grow that. Movie nights on there, I want to bring that up. The 150 in August, that's the Woodway Public Safety movie night. It did really well. We have gone to quarterly movie nights, and you'll see in November it fell to 24. So we're going to take a page out of PD's book and really amp up our movie nights and do some of the crazy fun stuff that they were doing to attract more people. You'll also see party rentals and facility rentals and some numbers there. Some pictures from Explore Golf there on the far left. Top middle, we did a pickleball clinic for kids, very popular, same clinic there on top right. Bottom right is from Lego. That was one of the projects the kids did, some creative building, and that's what they came up with. And then again in the middle, bottom middle, is our soccer league, which was a real big hit. So what's happening? Staffing, start there. We had a person leave mid-year. It was a program coordinator that we changed to a recreation lead position, so a little bit less of a role. So we have filled that position, as well as filled the two part-time recreation aid positions that you guys authorized for this budget year. We also attended the TRAPS, Central Workshop. TRAPS is the Texas Recreation and Park Society. They did a workshop in Schertz, Texas. We attended back in November. We also have several of us completing online courses, continuing education in the Parks and Rec world. Civic Rec, we began using the software back in November for rentals. We kind of did it in phases. So November, we started with rentals, taking rentals there, and that's going well. We then started moving into youth leagues and clinics in December. Some learning curves. A lot of this software has so many different things we can do with it. So I think we've got our legs underneath us on the clinics and the leagues. We also installed biparting doors. If you hadn't been up there to see those, they're wonderful. We get lots of compliments on those who have a bit of a difficulty getting into the building. Also saves us whenever there's a strong wind storm coming through. Those front doors pop open all the time. This really helps out. Programming changes. We've been retooling several classes to improve attendance, which included a lot of our cards and games. We re-implemented a coach's draft in our leagues, which has been successful. So they come to a tryout, and then the coaches pick their teams. That's been a very popular. We've also added the new clinics like Lego and Disc Golf. There's several more coming up that you'll like. What's coming, Civic Rec, we're going to continue its implementation. So the last hanging chat on that is our senior memberships. There's been a couple of hiccups there. I'll be coming back to you in a future agenda item to discuss some changes I'd like to see if you would agree with me on, and that'll be in February, and then we can start rocking and rolling with the memberships. Improved movie nights are coming with food trucks, themes, and other activities, things to spice those up, make them bigger, bring a lot more attention to them. The next big thing is developing the adult programming catalog. So what we got on the burner right now is a disc golf tournament coming up. It'll be in April. We finally found us a partner to help us put that on. We're planning a cornhole tournament, pickleball ladder leagues, potentially horseback riding. There's a lot of logistics, some hoops to jump through. And currently under registration are adult Learn to Rose, as well as youth Learn to Rose, where we've partnered with Discover Woodway and Waco Rowing Club to teach rowing, high-end rowing, not just canoeing. So it looks to be a lot of fun. Going to add adult exercise classes and then additional open gym hours. So in February, you'll see Friday night open gym hours extended to 8 p.m. In March, once the basketball league has ended and we're moving into baseball season, anytime that the gym is empty, even if staff is outdoors, we're going to have open gym up till 8 p.m. The only exception to that would be rentals. We will allow rentals to kind of trump the open gym just because of the need for showing revenue for that, for the facility.
Jimmy, adult programming meaning non-seniors, right?
The 18 to 54 range, okay, is where that catalog. It'll be a little slower than I'd like, just because we don't have any partners. It takes a little time to develop people, partnerships to put on some of the stuff. And so we've got a few already that we're going to start with and see if we have an audience for it. I'm especially excited about the exercise class. I need to jump in a few of them. The youth programming catalog, we have coming up for spring break, the Explore Football Clinic. And then we've, for summer break, football, baseball, basketball, disc golf, pickleball, Legos, STEAM clinics, all of that is being planned now. And we've already started sharing a little bit of that. I think in the newsletter, you'll start to see us talk a little bit more about that. And then again, the open gym hours that I spoke about, we'll be adding more open gym hours. I didn't mention Saturdays, when we don't have games in the gym, we'll be opening up the gym 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for open gym on Saturdays. We'll see how that goes.
Excuse me, I hate to be ignorant, but
it's the best time for questions.
STEAM clinics?
So science, technology, engineering, mathematics, the A is art. So it's STEM or STEAM, depending on what you're, if you have art in there or not. So yeah, STEM or STEAM. Waco just opened a beautiful facility dedicated nothing everything to STEM and STEAM activities, so it's a popular programming, and I think Woodway will love it. So, any questions? What do you got?
Could you clarify high-end rowing?
So high-end rowing. So again, like I said, we've partnered with Pura Vida Paddle, and they had paddle boards out there. You can go do that. Right. You can go rent canoes on out there, but these are the competitive rowing that you would see at Harvard and all the Ivy League schools.
The sculling and the...
Yes, okay. You probably know the verbiage better than I do. I'm not of that world. But and so that level, the very, very, very high-end expensive boats, so you get to go out there and learn. Our very first person to sign up, 68 years old, and she couldn't be more fired up about learning this. So, yeah.
Is the adult programming free?
So depending, some of it will, some of it won't, some of it will incur some fees, I couldn't speak to it, I didn't bring that information, but some of it will have fees, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Is there any, you said you didn't have a partner for the adult programming yet, or not a lot of partners for the, are there any of the senior partners that do programming for the seniors that would be willing to do it for the...
So for like the exercise class, we like Van Davis and her Be Awesome Now. She is very booked. So I'd even approach her about adding more days for her strength and stretch class, which is growing tremendously. We've even ventured out and did some online, you know, doing Facebook Live so that other people at home can join. But she's booked. I don't know how much more of her schedule's today. She's also retired from Baylor, so I don't know. How many more years she's going to put into it.
She just went through her surgery now.
She did. Just went through another surgery since we partnered with her. This is her second one. So.
So when you mentioned the adult programming, 18 to 54, at age 62, I think I could take some 50-year-olds. Would I be able to compete? Or would I be age discriminated against?
So the disc golf is just 18 and up.
Right.
Okay. There will be a senior division in there. So in sports, you will still, especially in competition, have age brackets. Competitiveness, fairness, and whatnot. The disc golf, there'll be a sanctioned disc golf event. It won't be just a haphazardly put one on. So there'll be a senior division on that. Exercise classes will probably be that 18 to 54, trying to find, that crowd. I can't say that they won't be mixed ages, but as what we've got right now, no.
Yeah. Well, sounds great.
Yeah. You've got to do something to block off that age group like you do for the seniors.
Correct. Yeah, there's...
You can't bar adults from going, right now you're barring adults from going to the senior programs. You can't do that again with the adult programming.
Well, understood. We certainly don't want to bar anybody. Yeah. That's definitely not the intent, so...
As someone a little older, I can say my mind says I can, but my body says I can't. Kind of like that song, I'm as good as I ever was once, but only once.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we can get an adult exercise class, and I'll get to test that theory.
I was going to ask, I can't remember where we landed on this a while ago, but there was a previous discussion of if a senior class was not full, is it possible for younger adults?
We haven't ventured into that, I'll explain the why behind it. So the reason being is that when it comes, especially exercise, seniors don't feel comfortable exercising with 30-somethings.
Yes.
There's very much an awkwardness to it, but a lot of these folks are really stepping out of their comfort zone coming to these classes.
Absolutely.
And so when it comes to competitive type activities, we separate them for safety.
Right.
And then on the social side of it, we hear that all the time as well, that the seniors do want to be able to be around folks like-minded, same interests, same age. So we are still trying to protect that, because what would happen is if we were to allow a lot of other age groups in, we would lose that senior population. Yeah. They would not want to participate. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I just really appreciate you expanding the
offer. Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. There's a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, you're doing a great job and really responsive feedback, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I'm going to leave this up here, Donna.
All right, next is our semi-annual presentation from the Carlene Bright Arboretum and Pavilion team. Who's going first? Jack? Welcome, sir.
Lindsay said she did not want a tough act to follow, so the humor is going to be limited and push back to the summer presentation. So one thing I do want to say is, of course, y'all know I was in the coaching world, and I played at MCC with Rick Butler, and he taught me, and Johnny Tusa taught me a long time, that when you do something, you put everything into it, because the day you leave, you always leave it better for the next person. And I think Donna has done that. And I just want to wish you happy retirement. And for the presentation, I had a list of questions I was reading through, and it said, and one jumped out at me, what is something I have accomplished as part of a team? And that's kind of a question you can ponder with yourself sometime. And so I started thinking, and then I kind of narrowed it down. I've been here at Woodway for 5 years since my retirement, and I started thinking about the council, and I was thinking about the mayor and the city manager and Adam and all the time I've been here, and coworkers, and Mitch, and Rodney, and Steve, and the people that come out there, our customers. And I just started thinking, and then the only answer I could come up with was everything. Mm-hmm. So What is something I accomplished in Woodway as a team? Everything, because everything involves every one of you, everybody that lives here. So with that, let's go into a few things. All right, remember, my first phone was a rotary phone. So what do I do? The arrow right? All right, arrow right. All right. So, I got to go backwards. All right. So I've kind of put these in chronological order based by month, but some overlap, so it's not perfect. So number one, if you look, the pavilion parking lot resurfacing project complete, and that's a picture on the top right. And most of you knew that that parking lot needed to be done. It was bad, but what I want to do is give kudos. I don't want to talk about so much about the negative, but Mitch and Steve, for y'all's help out there. He walked it every day. Rodney was out there, usually daily. They discovered a few minor problems underneath the surface. They addressed them. Everything got fixed, and it looks great, and all the cracks are gone. There was one I could put my whole arm down, but it's done. It looks good, and it's great. Number two, fall planting. We did the fall planting before the ice age hit this week. We covered what we could. Some of the fall plants can take the cold temperatures. We'll lose some, but the good thing is in 6 to 8 weeks, based on the weather coming in, we'll do our spring planting. So there might be a little gap there with some stuff, but we'll cut it back, and so it doesn't look bad for people walking through there. Three, Arboretum event lawn stage. That's on the middle right. We got that stage built. It's built kind of back into, to the right of Massey, back in towards the where the sewer project came through. We made it, we wanted it to kind of blend in with the nature, the browns, the black, and made out of wood and the cedar post. So we didn't want something big and shiny that jumped out. So our first concerts will start this summer, late spring, early summer. The electrical panels already ran to the back. All we have to do is in the probably next month is get some plugs added onto the stage. But I think a lot of people have been asking for those concert series to come back, and Lindsay's doing a great job lining up some artists and groups and things to come in, and I think the community's really going to enjoy that.
It looks
really good. And, you know, we walk through there, and there are little kids playing on it, but, you know, it's fine. It's all treated wood and stain. The next one, the big one, splash pad resurfacing project. The old splash pad, we had it painted, and we had the shark grip and everything and keep kids from sliding. It was like a mass unit out there. Kids were it's like sliding into second base in 1972. You had that big cherry and it on your back of your leg and road rash. These kids were just scarred, and I think, Janelle, you had grandkids out there. I had a lady, another lady I know, she showed me her three kids, and they were so. Anyway, I approached Adam and Jennifer, and we got the ball rolling on that, and I think everybody that comes out there, the picture on the left center, it's a spongy material that's porous that will absorb the water, and if, you know, if a kid falls, they just bounce right back up, so keep going. But I think everybody's going to be impressed. The colors look great. We've still got the rails around it. It's like driving that new car, you know, you just don't want to take that first road trip, so I'm leaving those rails protecting it as long as I can. But they'll come down as soon as we open that Memorial Day. I didn't even put my glasses on. My eyesight's getting better. Another deal, let's see, pavilion privacy fence. There's not a picture there, but behind the pavilion where Lindsay and the girls park for the aesthetics, when you come into the pavilion and kind of your view goes out, we put a nice treated cedar horizontal fence there to block out where the cars park and the caterers. So it really looks nice, and Lindsay has plans to have that with some pots and plants and stuff, so that's just adding to the beauty of the building. Whitehall Center upgrades. We bought a big new TV because they're starting to rent that out. It's new sound system, new tables, new chairs. We got the ice machine fixed, and Keith is working on upgrading our camera system because some rentals will include the patio, and we need, And when the sewer project came in and that excavator ripped all the wires out, we lost a lot of the cameras on the, you know, this side. So we just need an upgrade. So we're working on that. Very Merry Woodway Christmas Editions. I know some of y'all were out there. We did that in December. We added more decorations. The lights with Central Texas Lighting, we lit more paths all the way around, especially on the other side of the bridge, and went up towards the children's area, and I think it was just safer. And you know, hoping to expand on that or maybe look at adding permanent lighting that's there all the time, every night. So it was really, really good. My workers worked hard, and Lindsay's girls, as they always do, decorating, and it was really nice, the Christmas tree lighting and everything. The picture on the bottom left, one of the problems we have with the children's area, and I think if you've been out there taking grandkids, kids, whatever, the splash pad, it's kind of the whole arboretum is an angle, slanted. So they naturally just want to go into the rocks where the splash pad drain comes off. So we're extending that white fence, and basically we're boxing them in. They can't get away. So, and Chris, one of my workers, and I, we built a new bridge, and I'll put that on the next presentation. But we're just making it safer for parents. So, because when they come out there, they like to get on the picnic, and they visit, the adults do, and the kids go, but we want the parents to know that, you know, they're not gonna wander off and get hurt and stuff. So it'll keep them out of the rocks and the water, and, you know, they'll dam it up, put block rocks in the drain. So we're just trying to prevent any problems. Also, the last thing I have on here, we also in October, we had the Central Texas Watercolor Society came back. They had a one-week workshop in Whitehall. After that was over, they displayed their artwork all the way up until Thanksgiving. So if anybody was at Whitehall, they could come in and they could, any events the girls had that they were continue to show off their artwork and stuff. So anyway, that's kind of what we had going on the last 5-6 months. Anybody have any questions?
Good job.
And always thank Brenda, because she's always got our back. Any kind of financial questions, I didn't want to leave her out.
Those twinkly lights over the bridge, are those there all the time?
They're going through the trees. Everybody really liked that.
But
trees grow, branches grow. There were no leaves on them. Once they start blooming, I mean, it can create a mess, but maybe we can find a solution.
Yeah.
Get some professionals out here.
I mean, having those lights on.
That's cool. Really nice. Yeah. All right. Congratulations again. Khalil, thanks for this past week. I know there's a lot of work on
you. Yes.
You did great.
Yeah. Jack, thank you. Appreciate it. Great job.
Jack will forever be hard to follow. Donna, just want to echo what everybody else has been saying. It's been great working with you, and congratulations on your retirement.
Was your first phone a rotary phone?
It was not. You know those like Nokia phones?
Right, yeah. With Snake.
Ah, yes, Snake. Love Snake. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so good.
All right, I'll try to make this short for y'all. I have a lot of information up there. So, Winefest back in September was completely sold out. It was a Sips of Spain theme. It was a lot of fun. Had a lot of great food samples. Everybody had a lot of great feedback, so we're looking forward to doing that again this coming September. All Hallows Groove concert was with Sloppy Joe Band. We had some food trucks out there as well. We did that the Friday before Cops and Kids, which last year, if we remember, we did it on the same night, so this year was definitely a great call, having it that Friday, kind of a lead-up celebration to Cops and Kids. So really enjoyed that. And then we had our annual Veterans Day breakfast. Thank you so much to Keisha for helping organize that and overseeing that. We had about 134 guests. We had Brad Livingstone be the speaker, and it was amazing. And then we had our first annual Family Field Day this past November with about 72 guests, which is, in my opinion, really great for our first year doing that. So we had a lot of people sign up, but we also had a lot of walk-ups the day of that were eager to join us. So we had our Woodway Wobble Race. A big thank you to Officer Kniester for helping oversee that. We had Pottery with Outpost Pottery, a pie-eating contest, which our own Mayor Corzal ended up winning. And then we also
had... really something to be proud about.
How does chocolate silk pie sound right now?
I love it.
Okay, good. And then we also had some fun field day games, egg toss, tug of war, sack races. So everybody had a great time, and we're really looking forward to building off of that again this coming year. And then, of course, our very merry Woodway Christmas. We were looking at about 2,250 guests this year, probably more. We had a lot of fun with that, of course, again, with the vendor market. Tree lighting was beautiful. The train. Thank you to Brenda for helping organize a lot of the stuff with that as well. And then for Arboretum program, we've been adding a lot of new stuff. Of course, we have our farmers market that we do monthly. That's still been going great. We're looking at some solutions for winter. We've seen that the attendance is kind of going down, so we're looking at possibly moving that inside of the pavilion like we do during the summer, hoping that will bring a few more people out. Story time we also do once a month, as well as sunset yoga. That has been growing exponentially. We are about to start a Mommy and Me yoga class down at the gazebo area, which I think will be very enjoyable. Our Arboretum Explorers camp has been amazing. We are excited to build off of that as well. We had Matt out there helping teach the kids about all the wonderful things that we have in the Arboretum. We had the A&M Forest Service come out. We had Randy from PD come out and teach about wildlife. And so we're really looking forward to, like I said, building off of that again this coming year. We had our lemonade lab with Bud's Lemonade, where kids can make their own lemonade concoctions. Some of them were very delicious, very creative minds out there. We have a pressed flower class that went great. Family pottery night with Outpost Pottery again, which was amazing. We're looking to expand on that as well. Mahjong has been extremely popular over at Whitehall. We have beginner classes that are going once a month. We're looking at adding to twice a month. And then we also have Mahjong Open Play. It is currently open to all ages. So we see kids in there that are, you know, kind of beating the older crowd. And sometimes the older crowd is beating me and Maddie. And, you know, it's just a fun time. We had ornament making and nutcracker painting during the holidays. And then our 2026 vision boards was a girls' night event that we had at Whitehall. That was a lot of fun, kind of envisioning what we want this next year to look like. We have some advertising partnerships. We have KXXV with commercial and digital ads, so you might be seeing those on your TV or maybe your phone. We have a partnership with Waco Moms with a lot of social media and newsletter advertising that's going out. Waco and Magazine, Modern Texas Living, and Bliss Bridal magazines where we have advertisements going out, as well as radio ads. We have 106.7 and 107.9. KWBU is also a radio ad we have. Billboards, a lot of that's on Hewitt. We have that mixed. We're also looking at updating the estates billboards that we have. And then, of course, we've been sending out a lot of email campaigns and social media posts, just kind of keeping everybody updated on what we have going on. And then with our sponsorships and partnerships, or sponsorship partnerships, American Bank has agreed to a 2-year partnership, as well as Astound. So American Bank is doing our Christmas event, as well as Winefest. And then Astound is helping support our concert series, which is awesome. And then, as Jimmy had mentioned, we are partnering with Waco Rowing Center. And then we had Cromwell Commercial Group, Greg Lime, Secret Chef, and Rock Ready Printing help support our Family Field Day event. And so these are just a few pictures from the past events. The top left is from the Wine Fest. We have the concert on the right. Going down, we have Veterans Breakfast, and then the sack races from Family Field Day. We have a family from the Very Merry Woodway Christmas taking photos with Santa. This is the family pottery night with Outpost Pottery. This is our Mahjong at the very bottom, and then the vision boards on the right side. Do you have any questions for me?
I just want to say thank you for using your creativity to create so many opportunities for connection and belonging in our community. I think it matters so much and something that makes me incredibly proud for Woodway. Yes. So
thank you so much. I'm happy.
Thank you for you lead your team so well.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
Absolutely right. Lindsay, thank you so much. The only comment that I wanted to ask, it's not really a question, but I got the wine festival was awesome. Got great feedback from that.
Yeah.
The one comment that I had was they would like for it to go one more hour.
Okay.
We extended one more hour.
Okay.
2 hours just wasn't enough fun.
Just keep the good times rolling. Okay.
Keep the good times rolling for one more hour. So.
All right. Absolutely.
Something to take under consideration.
Okay. Absolutely. For sure.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you all so much.
I wonder why they want to say it. But it was a lot of fun. All right, thank you guys. Great, great job on those presentations. Really, really appreciate it. We're moving into our items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. Item number 7 is discussion and consider action on acceptance of an application to develop in a planned district, an office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your background, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mr. Sterling Thompson, the applicant, has submitted an application to develop and site development in a planned district, which is an office addition, being all of that called, and I'm sorry, I have to repeat all this again. It's Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Office Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive. City staff has requested that the applicant be present to answer any questions. The item is set only for an app. I'm sorry, it's set for acceptance. If accepted, application is then scheduled to be presented to the Planning and Zoning at their next meeting. The one I have on here, I haven't updated since we reset our meeting from the storm. And then it will come back as usual to council. Yeah, right. I believe you have several other supporting documents in your
yes. packet.
Yes, sir. That's all I have.
Is the applicant here? Great. How are you doing? If you could just come up here and tell us your name, please.
My name is John Eaton. I'm with Sterling and Cap Architects, and I'm just here for any. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer your questions.
Appreciate it. Thank you sure. for being here. Nice building. I'm curious. Is that really a garage that's attached to it?
Yes. Well, it's actually a detached garage. Let's see. With a connecting covered walkway. But yes, that's a garage. They wanted a garage in addition to the building additions that he had done to the office.
It's none of my business. It doesn't matter for this application or anything. But why the garage? That's kind of unusual in that area. It's almost residential to have a garage. Yeah. I'm just curious for my curiosity.
Maybe that's to create the look of residential to have a garage.
But it looks like a functioning 3-car garage.
Yes, he asked for a 3-car garage. And so that's what we were providing for him, and we think that makes it look better there for that particular.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah,
I'm not putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
I just wanted to know because I don't often see an Edward Jones building. You okay?
No, but I'll survive.
Okay. You don't often see an Edward Jones building with a garage, so that's more just my curiosity.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mr. Eaton here. Any other questions? That was the only thing that was really baffling me. That was all.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, counsel, if there's no further discussion or questions, we can hear a motion on item number 7.
I move that we accept the application to develop in a planned district. Do I have to read the rest?
Yeah, should read the whole thing.
I do need to read the whole. Okay. In a planned district office addition, being all of that called Lot 2, Block A, Woodway City Offices Addition to the City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, located at 250 Sharon Drive.
I'll second that.
So moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council.
Congratulations.
All right.
Step one's easy.
Going to the consent agenda. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Items 8A through E are all on there. These are routine, non-controversial, and budgeted items. Are there any items that you wish taken off for separate discussion?
I'd like to pull out the one about the windows.
8E?
Yeah.
All right. We'll pull off 8E. Is there anybody, any other items?
No.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items 8A through D.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. Ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. All right. Item 8E, discussion and consider action on approval to accept Cody Custom Builds quote for an amount not to exceed $98,604 to proceed with the budgeted replacement of 6 atrium windows at the pavilion at the Carling Bright Arboretum and authorizing the city manager to execute all documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Councilwoman Gilman.
Well, this is actually coming from a resident that had some questions about the way this was handled, because originally there was some big windows that were put out for bid and we never got bids. And the question is, are we still looking at changing those windows also? And they were like $100,000 a window. And if they're not, because it's not listed in this bid, was the money put back into the budget to be used for
I can answer that. Yes, ma'am. The remaining funds will just roll back into the capital projects line item, or we'll carry it over to the next year. We've had a tremendous time trying to get anybody to bid on these windows because of the height, because of the, it's not just popping them out and replacing them. There's a lot of trim work. There's a lot of exterior scaffolding. Apparently, half the wall was full of bees. There's been several things that people weren't attracted to it. So while we had this one vendor able to do or agree to do this portion of it, we're taking what we can get and moving on, because it looks bad just walking through. It looks really bad if you're paying for it. And we want to try to give, I mean, I'm summarizing the lengthy background, but that's the short version, is it diminishes the aesthetics. Mm-hmm. And they're residential windows. They're not commercial windows, so they failed in several areas. But to find commercial glazed or grade windows to replace the ones that are up there, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Was these originally built with residential windows, you're saying?
Unfortunately, yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And the warranties out of those windows, we checked.
Well, probably about 15 years, isn't that about?
It was
10. 10?
Probably because they were residential and not commercial. Yeah. Okay.
Does that
satisfies
okay
the question?
Okay, great, 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 great. Anybody else have anything on these windows? Yeah, I can't wait for them to be replaced. I've seen them just with those spots on them, you know, the not even spots, they're like bruises on the window. Oh, I bet, because of the pictures, yeah, yeah.
Are they going to continue to look for someone that'll do the other windows that they couldn't find it?
Yes, ma'am. I believe it's in fiscal year 20, what are we in now, 29, which sounds crazy to say, not 29, but.
It's 3 years.
You have to block out the time, though.
Yeah, that's the other problem, is blocking out.
Oh.
And we've done this two or three times before, and we block out a month, and we lose that revenue, and it hurts their team and hurts their numbers. But you know, we've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Councilwoman. If there's no further discussion or questions, I'll entertain a motion on item 8E, please.
I move that we approve item 8E.
I'll second it. Okay, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Okay, number 10, Mr. Manager, your report for us, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll be brief. I just, again, wanted to extend a huge thank you to our community services crews and our public safety department.
Yes.
That worked. These men and women worked around the clock all weekend. We were joking earlier, or whatever day we first all got back in here, most of us, and said, you know, it feels like it's been a 13-day work week, because it has. Thank you also to all the senior staff, or executive staff, that stayed engaged in group communications, so everybody had the best and most actionable information that we could get, making sure it's right, getting it out to the public so it saves them aggravation, and to keep all of you informed as well. So that was our mission over the weekend. So again, thanks to those two crews that helped infrastructure cleared, keep it minimized, the damage anyhow, and protect our assets. And just another shout out from Saturday to Tuesday, they assisted 180 calls for service, 3 accidents, and assisted 25 stranded motorists, most of whom they escorted back to their homes. So very proud of everybody. Yes. Joint effort. Yeah. So.
Amen. And
thank you, Stephen. Thank you, mm-hmm. Chief. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
That is all I have.
Wonderful.
I just want to say your social media campaign about this issue, I noticed that the other cities was having to try to step up their social media to match what our city was doing. It was like we was leading the way. And I think that kept a lot of people in their home and not trying to get out.
To feed the curiosity, definitely, because I'd want to see what's going on, too.
Yes.
As much information.
It was perfectly handled, executed.
All righty. Number 11 are the city council reports. Do we have any updates or briefings from our liaisons?
On P&Z, we had a meeting back on the 13th. And the N.J. Davis Edition final plat was approved, and the final plat for Badger Ranch was discussed at length, and it was not approved.
Okay.
And we had another P&Z meeting scheduled for this week, which got canceled.
So. All right. Canceled, not rescheduled?
I haven't gotten a reschedule. I don't have a reschedule, but
okay.
I'm sure they'll reschedule it.
Yeah. Interesting. Which one did you, the Badger Ranch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can go back and read
it. It has access issues. They did some things that really, in splitting up the property, that was not according to the rules. And there were several things that came out at that time. There was a long discussion about it.
Okay.
And there was people there represented and answered questions.
Interesting.
But the bottom line, when they made the decision, it was disapproving them.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Great. Thank you, Councilwoman. Anybody else?
Well, I know things are working on for the Bound for the Brave. I think the T-shirt's been approved. I haven't gotten back with Officer Kneister on that yet, but I think that's going well. Not related to liaison work, but I did have the opportunity, along with Councilwoman Gilman, to attend the Hot Cog annual luncheon last Thursday, in which our own Jimmy Rogers went up to the, or was elevated to the presidency of that organization.
Yes.
So Woodway is well represented in that regard. Of course, he's wearing dual hats because he's also a Robinson City Council member, but really great opportunity to see him in that new role.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Okay, before we adjourn, all right, before we adjourn, Mayor Pro Tem, will you pass this down to Donna? I'm going to give Donna my gavel so she can actually close the meeting and close it for us.
Awesome.
So, for the last time, Council and Ms. Barkley, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Second.
Moved and seconded. Ms. Barkley, we are adjourned at 6:20 p.m.